Fondazione Radio Magica presents The Bora, Northeast Wind, Trieste. Written by Barbara Sinicco, read by Elizabeth Colton.
Fancy a change of air? Want to blow away the cobwebs from your mind? Then come to Trieste when the Bora is blowing and you won't be disappointed. The Bora is the strong northeast wind which is typical of this city. It goes by many names and they change depending on how strongly the wind comes into town. There is pale Bora, dark Bora, Borin, Boron. There is something for everybody. When the soft Borin wind blows, you can still think. The rubbish bins, which go wandering around when the Bora blows, with the Borin, just feel a gentle, rather pleasant tickle. But when the big, strong Boron comes into town, everything shakes and the bins are made to tremble so much that they might tip over if they're not careful. Now that would be a problem, wouldn't it? Imagine rubbish scent flying all around the city. But it is with the extremely powerful dark Bora that the fun really begins. Pouring rain in all directions, shiny, slippery streets, let the dance begin. Behold the dance of the garbage bins. Oh, watch out for the cars, and especially those mopeds, and that lamppost. Oh, oh dear, just look how it's rocking. And what about that old tree which should have been chopped down years ago? No problem, the Bora will topple it over. But what is that man doing in Piazza della Borsa holding an umbrella? Even though there are no trees in this square, doesn't he know that the Bora is stronger here than anywhere else? That it can gust at speeds of up to 180 kilometres an hour? There you are, see? The Bora is doing everything it can to steal his umbrella. But before it does, it's going to have a bit of fun. It bumps him about, tries to tear his clothes away, and, oh, what do we see here? The man is also wearing a hat. Now the only thing left of his umbrella is the stick, and oh, the man... Oh, how silly! The man is trying to protect himself from the rain with his hat, which obviously gets whipped away. Poor man, he's bald too. Oh dearie me, perhaps his hat will end up in the sea. Even the fish of Trieste are put to the test when the Bora blows. They jump and leap and do all kinds of somersaults. Some fish even get to swim around a car blown into the sea by the dark Bora, or, as happened in the past, around the legendary Ursus, a 75-metre-high floating crane normally anchored in Porto Vecchio, the old port. One day, Ursus the crane fell victim to the Bora, breaking free from its moorings and going for a jaunt across the waves. And just as the bald gentleman, who we left bent double trying to walk against the wind, is finally able to pull himself up straight again, though without his umbrella or his hat, another gust of Bora comes, even stronger than the ones before, and it rips his glasses right off his nose. Borin, Boron, Bora, whoosh, poof. The Bora is a prankster. Legend has it that the wind is actually a witch who lives in the karst caves. But when she comes to town as the Pale Borra, she turns into a fairy and clears the skies until they sparkle. The air becomes clean and sweet-smelling, and from the shore, everyone can admire the view up to 25 kilometres away. But the Borra is a rascal and can never be imprisoned. It sniggers and comes and goes at will. If you come to visit it, Trieste even has a Borra museum and a road named in honour of the wind. However, if you meet the Borra in person, well, you'd better hang on to your hat.